Joining us now to discuss what might come out of that and what should come out of it is Joe DeGeneva. He's a former U.S. attorney and a legal analyst and a frequent guest of the show. Joe, welcome back.
Nice to be back.
Nice to talk to you. So tell me, what are you expecting of this Susan Rice testimony, if anything?
Well, first of all, I'm delighted that it's an executive session, that is secret session, because she'll be under oath, and then she'll be able to talk about the classified information, which she wouldn't talk about in public. Let's remember how all of this started. There were leaks that led ultimately to the disclosure by Chairman Nunes of the House Intelligence Committee that there were unmasking of American citizens. I then discovered as a result of conversations and talked about it on this show with people in the intelligence community that what had happened was people from the National Security Council, Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes, had discovered information about Americans with overseas conversations, not necessarily related to foreign intelligence. Susan Rice and Ben Rhodes asked that that information be presented to them, and there were four people who got and saw the information about the Americans: the President of the United States, Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, and John Brennan of the CIA. Now, I can assure you that the three, other than the President, will be under oath soon in front of both the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees to discuss how they got that information, why they got it, and whether or not there was justification for the unmasking of Americans. The answer to the last question is there was not justification. They may claim that there is, but when a clear and solid look is taken at it, it will be very clear that Susan Rice and others unmasked Americans for political reasons. Now, is that a crime? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But the leaking of those names thereafter was purposely done by a number of people in the administration. Those were crimes, and I expect those to be thoroughly investigated, not by Mueller, but by the main Justice Department, and I am told that that investigation is already underway.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a crime to be a highly politicized and incorrect use of the nation's resources. I want to ask you a little bit to expand on the name thing, if you can, and my presumption is you won't be able to. But Ben Rhodes and John Brennan, how do you know that they're going to be testifying?
Because they have to. You cannot hold hearings on the unmasking of Americans because without having testimony from the CIA director, who is one of the people who can actually implement an unmasking of NSA material. And, of course, Ben Rhodes was the deputy national security advisor. And, of course, he was central to all the public explanations of things and, of course, central to the operations of the National Security Council under Barack Obama. There's
yes.
just no question that they have to testify.
So you mentioned
otherwise it's not a real investigation.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what about Samantha Power? Her name had been floated as well as being someone who may have been involved in this.
That was the one name in all of my reporting on this that I did in my communications with people from the intelligence community that never came out. When I heard her name, that actually woke me up, and then I realized how bad and extensive the unmasking of Americans was. That the people that I was talking to in the intelligence community didn't even know that she was one of the people who had actually requested the unmasking of Americans. I don't know if she ever saw the unmasked material, but when I heard that she was one of the requesters, she had to send that request through one of the four people I just mentioned: the President, Ben Rhodes, Susan Rice, or John Brennan. She didn't have the authority to directly communicate with the NSA or CIA about that. So that, to me, is actually one of the more interesting parts of this of these recent revelations.
And we know that for a fact that she did request that names be unmasked?
I do not know that. I only know it because of reporting that we've heard since the Susan Rice fiasco. And in fact, we know it because it is the House and Senate Intelligence Committees that asked for information about her. And then that was leaked. So we know that they have asked questions about her. My communications with the intelligence community, her name never came up.
You know, you mentioned a second ago that the one guy that you're not guaranteeing will appear before anybody for testimony is President Obama. And it would seem that he would be pretty well read in on something where his top lieutenants are investigating people surrounding his top political opponent, Donald Trump. Why is it that we won't see former President Obama? Is it just too outside the lines of propriety to bring a former president in?
It will depend upon what the nature of the testimony is from the other four or five key people that we've just talked about. Most of the time, Congress, the courts, and others stay away from requiring the testimony of current and former presidents as a matter of policy. We try not to disturb the private life of a former president. However, there may be compelling circumstances in which such questioning can occur. As you know, George Bush was questioned as a result of questions from the 9/11 Commission about 9/11, Condoleezza Rice, a whole bunch of other people. Dick Cheney gave testimony. I think it's probably likely that there will be calls for President Obama to testify. There will be resistance to that from the Democrats, naturally, because Democrats always resist testimony when they're in trouble. But ultimately, it's going to be a political judgment made by the Republicans about whether or not they think they can take the heat about requiring him to testify, because there's no doubt that a former president does not enjoy immunity from congressional subpoenas, and he could be forced to testify. My guess is he'll lawyer up with a bunch of good former Justice Department Democrats who will do everything they can to smear and maim the people who want his testimony, and he may very well be able to resist it. I'm sure the New York Times and the Washington Post will decry efforts to have him testimony. But the truth is, we know from people at the National Security Council that the President of the United States read at least 36 dossiers about American citizens and read the unmasked information that was presented to him by NSA. So we know that Barack Obama physically looked at the dossiers about the Americans with the intercepted communications on a piece of paper, on spreadsheets that were presented to him by Ben Rhodes and Susan Rice and John Brennan. Should he testify? Absolutely. Will he? Who the hell knows?
Well, let's see if the Republicans have the intestinal fortitude to get anywhere near that. Joe DiGenova, thank you so much.